Twitter's former security chief raised his hand and pledged to tell the truth on Capitol Hill today. He then explained how the social media platform is rife with security problems, that it has even knowingly hired foreign agents, people who likely had access to private company systems, and users' personal data.
The company's cybersecurity failures make it vulnerable to exploitation, causing real harm to real people.
That's Peter Zatko, who was fired by Twitter in January. NPR tech reporter Raquel Maria Dillon has been following this story. Hey there.
Hi.
Can you start off by explaining to us more about these foreign agents that Zatko says Twitter hires?
Well, Zatko described one case in which the Indian government coerced Twitter into hiring two of its agents. The company went along with it because it didn't want to lose access to such a large market. Zatko says that puts company systems at risk and also user information, which is a big deal because a lot of Indian activists go on Twitter to protest their government. Now, Zatko is not just some disgruntled worker. Twitter hired him in 2020 to shore up security there after a really big hack. And he is a big deal in the cybersecurity community, where people call him by his hacker handle, Mudge. He's worked with the Defense Department and made his name as a hacker way back in the 90s.
Okay, so besides the foreign agents, did he say that Twitter had other security problems?
Yeah. Zatko says the company doesn't do a good job of controlling who inside Twitter has access to all of its data.
You can think of it this way, which is it doesn't matter who has keys if you don't have any locks on the doors.
Twitter has lots of data, nothing new there. Plenty of tech companies do have a lot of data on their users. But Zatko says Twitter is doing a uniquely bad job at keeping user data private. He says Twitter is a decade behind when it comes to basic security practices. And in the tech world, 10 years is a long time. He says the blame goes right to the top.
Twitter leadership is misleading the public, lawmakers, regulators, and even its own board of directors.
Zatko described the company as just moving from crisis to crisis because leaders don't stop to examine their systems or procedures or their company culture.
Okay, that is a long list of accusations. Raquel, how is Twitter responding?
A spokesperson for Twitter says these allegations are riddled with inconsistencies and inaccuracies. The company also defended its hiring practices. Twitter's CEO was invited to testify today, but Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley said he declined. Parag Agrawal says an appearance before the committee could have jeopardized the company's lawsuit against Elon Musk, Tesla's CEO, and Grassley would have none of that.
The business of this committee and protecting Americans from foreign influence is more important than Twitter's civil litigation in Delaware. If these allegations are true, I don't see how Mr. Agrawal can maintain his position at Twitter.
Agrawal is a pretty new CEO, but he's an insider. He was an engineer who worked his way to the top. Zatko says that means he should have known about all of this. When Zatko tried to raise these issues with him, he says he was ignored.
In the last 20 or so seconds we have left, there's that lawsuit that Twitter filed against Elon Musk. How does that play into all of this?
Zatko made it look like Twitter is not to be trusted. That case in Delaware has turned into a super complicated knockdown, drag-out legal fight. And at issue is whether Musk has to buy Twitter for $44 billion, which is what he agreed to. After Zatko came forward with these allegations, Musk seized on them as another reason to get out of the deal. He's definitely watching because he tweeted today a movie popcorn emoji.
Okay.
He says he seems to be enjoying the show the Senate put on.
NPR's Raquel Maria Dillon, thank you.
Thanks.